For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
I'm Mike Gray, Chairman of Common Sense for Drug Policy.
Mike, there's some surreptitious things going on. This new bill by Jim Sensenbrenner, tell the folks about that and what you think of that bill.
Basically, it seems like Mr. Sensenbrenner wants to turn the United States into Stalin's Russia, where everybody is spying on everybody else and the neighbor against neighbor. And basically, if your neighbor commits a felonious act of some sort involving illegal drugs, for example, you have an obligation, legal obligation, to report your neighbor immediately. And if you don't, then you are liable and you may go to jail. It's a really clever idea if your objective is fascism. The federal government really doesn't care if you smoke marijuana, for example, as long as you don't do it in public and you're terrified when you do it. As long as you are cowering in fear in your closet, they're fine with that. Because that's basically their objective. They want to frighten you. They want you to understand that they are in charge and you are not, that your life basically belongs to them, and that they will decide what you can and cannot do. I mean, one of the other elements in this thing is the so-called drugged driving laws, where they plan to test us all every time we get stopped, to get a, you know, pee in a cup or something, and make sure that you don't have any drugs in your system. Well, the one drug that is likely to remain in your system for a long time, of course, is marijuana, which is the most used illegal drug in the United States. The federal government is losing that battle, and they're getting hysterical in their response, trying to figure out what to do about it, because people are now coming to the realization that marijuana is not, in fact, the devil weed, as presented by the federal government since 1937, that, in fact, it has a considerable amount of medicinal value, just as the Chinese and others discovered 3,000 or 4,000 years ago. This is not good news for the feds, because their whole campaign against marijuana has been founded upon the concept, and one toke will make you insane, and you know, or grow hair on your palms and cause your brain to fall out in the street or something like that. And their propaganda has become more and more hysterical. If you notice the recent statements, for example, of drug czar John Walters, almost everything that Walters says on this subject is provably false. With just a mouse click, you can check the DEA or the ONDCP, the White House drug czar's own website, and find out that a lot of what he says isn't true.
Sick and tired of government bullshit. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.